Chamishim. Va'aleim toimar, and to them you shall say, Ish ish mi beis Yisrael. Any person from the house of Yisrael, umina ger asher yogur b'soichem, and from a ger that will live amongst them. Asher yala oiloi zavach, who will be makriv a carbon oilo or a carbon shlomim outside the azara. Vel pesach oil moed loy vienu lasois oisei l'Hashem, and to the opening of the oil moed, he will not bring this carbon to do it and to be makriv it l'Hashem. V'nichras ha'ishahu me'amov, this person will receive kares and will be cut off from his nation. The pasuk earlier told us that one who shechs bachutz outside the azara is chayv kares, and also one who sprinkles the blood on the outside. Here the pasuk tells us that one who is makriv the karbon bachutz is also chayv kares. The Arachayim HaKadosh is bothered by the words in the beginning of the pasuk, Va'aleim toimar, to them you shall say. Why do we need these words? He says it is to connect this parasha of Akrova Bachutz to the earlier parasha of Shchutei Chutz, and to tell us that you might think the only time one is chayef or makriv a carbon bachutz is only if the carbon was perfect up to that point, if the shechita was done properly in the azara, the blood was sprinkled in the azara, and then this person comes along and is makriv it bachutz, then he is chayef kares. But how do we know if one person shechted an animal outside the azara and then a second person comes along and takes this animal and is makriv it bachutz, where the carbon was already puzzled through the first person shechting it bachutz, how do we know the second person is still chayv kares for being makriv it bachutz? That's why the pasuk says v'aleim toimar, to connect the two parashiyos, that even though one person shechted it bachutz and another person was makriv it bachutz, both of them are chayv kares. Rashi tells us that whenever the Torah says a chiyuv kares, it does not only mean that this person will die prematurely, but it means also that his children will die. And Rashi also states this in Parashas Lech Lecha, Perek Yudzayin, Pasuk Yudalid, Divrei Hamaschil V'Nichrasa. One also has to understand why earlier in the pasuk, in Pasuk Gimel by Shchutei Chutz, the pasuk says Ish Ish Mi Beis Yisrael and does not mention Ger, and over here by Hakrova Bachutz in Pasuk Ches, the pasuk says Ish Ish Mi Beis Yisrael Umin Ager Asher Yogur B'Soicham. It mentions also Ger. V'Ayin Meshech Chochma, who discusses this diak. And the pasuk continues, V'ish ish mi beis Yisrael, any man from the house of Yisrael, umin ager hagor b'seichom, and from a ger that will live amongst them, asher yoichal kol dam, who will eat any blood, not only blood of karbonos, but any blood of an animal, v'nosati ponay b'nefesh ha'cheles es adam, and I shall direct my face and turn all my attention to punish the one who will eat blood, v'echrati oisa mikerav amo, and he will receive kares. The Isser of Dam is mentioned many times in the Torah. We saw it already in Parshas Vayikra, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yudzayin, and Parshas Sav, Perek Chav, Pasuk Chavav. We see it a third time over here, and a fourth time in Parshas Re'eh, Perek Yudbeis, Pasuk Chav Gimel. One must also understand why the Torah changes the Lashon when it says Eger. In Pasuk Ches it says, Umin Ager Asher Yogur B'Soicham, Yogur that will live in the future tense. And over here in Pasuk Yod it says, Umin Ager HaGor B'Soicham, Gor in the past tense. And the Pasuk continues, Ki Nefesh HaBosor Badamhu, because the soul of all creatures, Badamhu, is in the blood. And therefore, Vani Nosativ Lochem Ala Mizbeach, I have commanded you to place the blood of Karbonois on the Mizbeach, Lechaper al nafshei seichem, to atone on your soul. Tovay nefesh, utechaper al nefesh. Let the soul of an animal, which is the blood, come and be mechaper, atone for your soul. Ki adam hu ba nefesh yechaper, because the blood of an animal will be mechaper on your soul. Akein omarti levnei Yisrael. Therefore, I have said to the Bnei Yisrael, kol nefesh mikem lo yisoich al dam. All souls from you shall not eat dam. Mikem. Rashi says this extra word teaches us that not only you should not eat dam, but also you shall not feed it to a cotton, to a minor. V'hager agar b'seichechem lo yoichal dam, and a ger that will live amongst you should not eat dam. The pasuk continues with the mitzvah of kisoy hadam. V'ish ish mi bnei Yisrael, any man from the bnei Yisrael, umin hager hagar b'seichem, and from a ger that will live amongst them, asher yosud tzeid chaya oif, who will capture a capturing of a chaya, or a bird, asher ye ochel, which you are allowed to eat, which is kosher, v'shafach es damai, you shall spill its blood, v'chiso be'ofer, and cover the blood with earth. Even though the pasuk says, asher yotzo tzeid, if you capture an animal, Rashi tells us it refers also to a domesticated animal, a domesticated chaya or oif, for example, geese or chickens. There is also a mitzvah of kisoy hadam. Ramban and Kli Yoker explain the reason for this mitzvah, and they say it is an order that a person should remember not to eat blood. Because by behemoth, we always have the reminder that you shouldn't eat blood because the blood of most behemoth can be placed on the mizbeach by a carbon. Shar, chesev, eiz, but concerning chaya, which is never brought on the mizbeach, and oif, where most birds are not placed on the mizbeach, only tayrim and bnei yoina, turtle doves and young doves, so we don't really have a reminder to tell us that they should not be eaten. Therefore the Torah says that when you shecht a chaya or oif, in order to eat them, you shall cover the blood with earth, as a reminder that dam is usher to be eaten. Hemikdavar is medayik. Why over here in Pasuk Yud Gimel, by the mitzvah of Kisui Adam, does the Pasuk say Ishish mi b'nei Yisrael? As opposed to earlier in Pasuk Gimel by Shchut Echutz, in Pasuk Ches by Hakrova Bachutz, and in Pasuk Yud by the Isra of Dam, the Pasuk says Ishish mi beis Yisrael and not mi b'nei Yisrael. He answers that the difference between beis Yisrael and b'nei Yisrael is that beis Yisrael includes also women. B'nai Yisrael is referring to men and not women. And since over here, by Kisei Adam, the Pasuk says, Asher Yotzo Tzeid, who will capture a capturing, and it is the derech, the way of a man to capture and not a woman, therefore it says, Mi B'nai Yisrael, because we are referring to the men and not the women. And the Pasuk continues, Ki nefesh kol basar damoy b'nafshahu, because the soul of all flesh, of all creatures, the blood is the soul. Va'omar l'bnei Yisrael, and therefore I have said to the bnei Yisrael, dam kol basar lo sechelu, the blood of all basar, of all flesh, you shall not eat. Ki nefesh kol basar damehu, because the soul of all creatures is in the blood. Kol oichav yikares, anybody who will eat blood will get kares. V'chol nefesh asher toichal nevela utreifa, and any person that will eat a nevela or a treifa, bo ezrach uvager, by a native or by a ger, v'chibes begadav v'roches b'mayim, he and his clothing must be immersed in a mikvah, v'tamei ad ha'orev, and he is tamei until the evening, until harav shemesh, until the sun sets, v'taher, and then he is taher. What is this pasuk referring to when it says that a person who eats nevela, utreifa, is tamei? Rashi tells us that nevela in this pasuk is referring to a nevelas oiftar, the carcass of a kosher bird. If one touches or carries a nevelas oiftar, he is not tamek. Only abes ablia, it is only metam of the person when it touches his throat. And the pasuk over here is telling us that if one eats a nevelas oiftar, then he and his clothing are tamek. What does the pasuk mean when it says treifa? The pasuk cannot be telling us that if one touches a treifa, he is tamei, because a treifa is a live animal that has a physical defect. Such an animal is not metamei. So what does the pasuk mean by treifa? Rashi tells us, treifa is just coming to modify the word nevela, because the Torah is saying that if you swallow and eat a nevelas oif tahar, you are tamei. How do we know that this only applies to a nevelas oif tahar and not a nevelas oif tamei? If one swallows the carcass of a non-kosher bird, how do we know that he is not tameh? Therefore we need the word treifa, because treifa is telling us that we are only referring to a nevela which has in its species the halachos of treifa, which is a kosher bird. A kosher bird has the halachos of treifa, because a kosher bird you are allowed to eat, but if it's a treifa, you are not allowed to eat. But by a non-kosher bird, there is no treifa in its species, because a non-kosher bird may not be eaten, whether it's treifa or not a treifa. So therefore, treifa does not apply to it. That's why we need the word treifa, to tell you that nevela is only referring to a kosher bird. And the pasuk continues, if this person swallowed a nevelas oif tahar, and he is tamei, ve'im lo yechabes, and he does not immerse his clothing in a mikvah, and then throws this article of clothing onto the property of the Beis HaMikdash, uvesarei lo yurchatz, or if he does not immerse himself in a mikvah, and then he will enter the Beis HaMikdash, or eat kachim, ve'nosa avoinoi, he will carry his avera. Rashi tells us that the punishment for this person entering the Mikdash would be Bikares. He would get Karis. But the punishment of the person who throws the clothing that are Tameh into the Mikdash is only Bemalkis with lashes. Let us go back now on the Rashis. Zok Rashi Pasuk Ches, Asher Yala Oila, if he will bring and be Makrev a carbon Oila, L'chayev ala Makdir Evorim Bachutz. This Pasuk is coming to be Machayev, one who is Makdir, who smokes limbs of the carbon outside Azara, Kishoichit Bachutz, like one who shechs the carbon Bachutz. Shem Shochat Echot, Behelochaveroi, if one person shechs the Bachutz, and another person brings it up on the Mizbeach Bachutz, Shneem Chayovin, they are both Chayev Karis. V'nechras, Zot Rashi, Zare Nechras, V'yomov Nechrasin. Whenever the Torah says Karis, not only will he die prematurely, but also Zare Nechras, his children will also die. Kol dam, a person that will eat any dam, why does it say kol? Fisha nemar, banefesh echaper, since the pasuk says further, that blood atones on the soul and is brought on the mizbeach, lo yochol lo yehechayev el adam hamukdoshim. I might think the isra of dam is only on dam of karbonois. Tamun loymar, kol dam. Therefore the pasuk says, kol dam, even blood that is not from a carbon. Vinosati ponai, pnai sheli, my turning, I will turn away from all my concerns, the oisik boy, and I will deal with the person who will eat blood. Because the soul of all creatures, Badam Hutluya, is dependent on blood. And therefore, Nisativ, I have given it Al HaMizbeach, on the Mizbeach, Lechaper Al Nefesh HaOdom. I have told you to place it on the Mizbeach in order to atone on the soul of a person. Tavei Nefesh Utechaper Al Nefesh. Let the soul of an animal be Mechaper on the soul of a person. Kol Nefesh Mikem, all souls from you. Why does it say Mikem? Lehazik Gedolim Al Ktanim. To warn the Gedolim that they should not feed blood to the Ktanim. And Rashi mentions this concept of Lahazik Gedolim Alaktanim many times. We find it in Parshas Yisroi, Lahazik Gedolim Alaktanim by Shabbos, that the Gedolim should not have Ketanim doing work for them on Shabbos. And also in Parshas Shmini, we see it twice, the Gedolim should not feed Shrutzim or non-kosher birds to the Ketanim. And also in Parshas Emor by Koihanim concerning Tumas Mace, the Gedolim should not allow the Ketanim, who are Kayanim, to be Metame Lemes. So Rashi Asher Yotzud, that he will capture, Ein Li Ela Tzayit. All I know is, if he captures a Chaya or Oif, then he has the din of Kisui Hadam, he must cover the blood. Evoizim V'tana Goylim Minayin, how do we know it applies to geese and chickens? Therefore, Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Tzayit, an extra word, Tzayit. Mikol Mokim, no matter what, even though it is not a type of an animal that must be captured, it is a domesticated animal, still, the halacha is that the blood must be covered. Im kein lo menemar asher yotzud. If it applies to domesticated animals, why does the Torah say asher yotzud, that he captured it? Shelo yochal basar ela bazman hazois. He shall not eat meat only under these circumstances. He should look at it as if it's something that he must capture. He should look at it as something that is not always attainable. Because if one always eats meat, Sifsei Chacham says, we are afraid, shema ye'oni, that he might become poor. And Rashi says a similar idea in Parshas Beshalach by the Parsha of Mon, in Perek Tezayin Pasuk Ches, where over there it says that Bosor is Lecho, V'lechem L'soiva. The slav that I am giving you will be to eat, and the Mon will be to satisfy you. Rashi says, Lamda Torah Derech Eretz. The Torah teaches you Derech Eretz, She'ein Oichlim Bosor L'soiva, that you do not eat meat in order to be satisfied. You satisfy yourself with bread, and then you eat meat. Because if one satisfies himself with meat, he will become poor. Zot Rashi Asher Yoyachel, Prat Litmeim. This din of Kisei Adam only applies to kosher birds and chayas, but not to non-kosher. Damai benafshehu, damai huloi b'mokam ha-nefesh. The blood serves in the role of its life. Shanefesh tluyibay, because the soul is dependent on the blood. Kinefesh kol basar damehu, hanefesh hi adam. The soul is the blood. Dam u'basar loshen zachar. Blood and basar are in the masculine. Nefesh loshen akeva. Nefesh is in the feminine. That's why it says damai hi. It says loshen akeva, because it is going back on the word nefesh, which is loshen akeva. Asher toichal nevela utreifa, if he eats a nevela utreifa, he will become tamei. Benevelas oif tohar hakosav medaber. The pasuk is talking about if one eats the carcass of a kosher bird. Shein la tuma el b'shashtin of las b'veis habliya. It only has a tuma when you swallow it, when it enters the person's throat, but it is not metame with mago, with touching it, or masa, or carrying it. And it's teaching you over here, that it is tame when you eat it, and not by touching it. And the word treifa, which is stated in the pasuk, was only written, to darshan. And so we learned, I might think that the carcass of a non-kosher bird would also have the same tumah bebeis ablia, tamud loyma. That's why we need the extra word treifa to modify nevela. Mi sheyesh b'mino treifa, it only is coming to teach us that the nevela of a bird that has in its species the halacha of treifa, that type of bird will be tame abeis ablia. Yotza, this comes to exclude oif tame, a non-kosher bird, she'ein b'mina treifa, which does not have in its species the halachas of treifas, because a non-kosher bird is also to eat no matter what, whether it's treifa or not. Zokrashi v'nosa avoinoi, he will carry his avera, im yoichal kodesh ayikonis l'migdash, if he will not immerse himself in a mikvah after eating the nevelas of tar, and then he will eat kachim or enter the mikdash, chayev, he will be chayev kares al tumazu kichol shar tumas, as if he was tamei with any other type of tumah. Uvesori la yichas v'nosa avoinoi al rechitzas gufoi oinish kares, concerning rechitzas gufoi, if he did not immerse himself in a mikvah and then enter the mikdash, he is chayev kares. Valkibus begodim b'malkis, but if he did not immerse his clothing in a mikvah and then he threw this garment onto the property of the Beis HaMikdash, then he is only chayev malkis. And the pasuk continues. Pasuk Aleph through Vav is an introduction to the parasha of Arias, which starts by pasuk Vav. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe lemar, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber el Bnei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem, speak to the Bnei Yisrael and you shall say to them, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God. Rashi says two pshatim in Ani Hashem Elokeichem. The first pshat is, I am the same God that spoke to you at Har Sinai and said, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God. Then you were makabel, you accepted my malchus, my kingship. You accepted me as a king. Now be makabel my gezeris, accept upon yourself my decrees of arias of sexual immorality. Rashi's second shot is that Hashem says, I know in later generations in the time of Ezra that the Yidden will be menatik themselves, they will attach themselves to the Isser of arias. Therefore I want to tell them, know who is making this decree upon you, Hashem Elokeichem, Hashem, who is the name of Hashem, which gives reward to the people who keep His word and listen to Him. Elokeichem, which is the name of Hashem Elokim, that is a dayan liporea, a judge to punish. Know who is making this decree upon you, Hashem, who can give reward, Elokeichem, Hashem, who can punish. Kimase Eretz Mitzrayim, like the practice of the people of Mitzrayim. Asher yishavtem bo, where you lived, lo yisasu, you shall not do. Do not follow their ways. Uchemase Eretz Kenan, and like the practice of the people of Kenan, asher ani mevi eschem shamo, that I am bringing you there, lo yisasu, you shall not do and follow the practice of the Kenanim. Rashi tells us the Torah picks Mitzrayim and Kenan because they were the most immoral people. Not only that, Rashi says, Asher Yishavtem Bo. The Torah says, the place that you lived in, the place that you lived in Goshen, was the most immoral place in the world. And then Rashi continues to say, Asher Ani Mevi Eschem Shomo, the place where I will bring you, the lands of Canaan that you will capture, that is the most immoral. And the Mefarshim ask, this seems to be a contradiction, because first the Pasuk is saying that Goshen is the most immoral place, and then the Pasuk says that the areas that you will capture in Eretz Yisrael are the most immoral. Which one is it? Is it Canaan or Mitzrayim? Maskel David says, it depends which Avera we are talking about. Concerning the Avera of Znus, Mitzrayim was the worst. Zirma susim zirmasam, the Pasuk says concerning Mitzrayim. They were shetufei zima, steeped in znus. And therefore Goshen was the worst when it came to znus. And that's what the Pasuk says, do not follow their practice of znus, because Goshen is the worst. When the Pasuk says that the lands that you will capture in Canaan are the worst, that is referring to the Avera of Avodah Zarah. And you shall not follow their practice to worship Avodah Zarah like the Canaan. And do not follow their customs. Rashi tells us this means do not go to their stadiums, to their theaters, and don't follow their superstitions. Es mishpotai tasu, my judgments you shall do. Rashi says this is referring to mitzvahs that a person understands, that he would say on his own. For example, do not steal, do not kill. Veschukoisai and my chukim, my decrees, tishmu, you shall watch. Which means, things, mitzvahs that a person does not understand. For example, why can't we wear shatnez? Why can't we eat pig? But still, tishmu, you must watch it, lalechez bohem, to go in them. Ani Hashem alekechem, I am Hashem your God. Rashi says, the words Ani Hashem Elokeichem are going back on the words Chukoisai Tishmeru. You must watch my chukim even though you do not understand them, because I am Hashem your God and you cannot be exempt from my mitzvahs. What does the pasuk mean when it says Lo Leches Bahem? You must go in the mitzvahs, because a person should not say that I learnt already the chokhmah, the wisdom of Klal Yisrael. Let me go and learn the wisdom of other nations. Therefore, the Torah says Lo Leches Bahem. You must always go in the chokhmah of Yisrael. Ushimartem es chukoisa ves mishpotai, and you shall watch my chukim and mishpotim asher yasa oisam ha'odom, that a person will do them. What is this pasuk adding to the previous pasuk, which said already ves mishpotai tasu ves chukoisa tishmeru? Rashi says two pshatim. The first pshat he says is that you might think you must only keep the mitzvahs and learn the mitzvahs that are stated explicitly in the Torah. How do we know that one must keep and learn the mitzvahs that are learned from drushes, whether it's halacha l'moish mi-sinai, or from a kal v'chomer, from a gzeres shavo, and from a hekesh? Therefore, we need this pasuk to tell us that even such mitzvahs you must keep. Rashi's second shot is that since in the previous pasuk it only says asiya, to do by mishpatim, and shmira, to watch and learn by chukim, because the previous pasuk says es mishpatai tazu ves chukoisai tishmeru, so how do I know that asiya applies also to chukim, and shmira applies also to mishpatim? Therefore, the pasuk says over here, ushmartem es chukoisai ves mishpatai asher yase. It says shmira, ushmartem, and it says asiya asher yase, and in between both of them it says chukoisai and mishpatai, which teaches me that shmira and asiya applies to both chukim and mishpatim. Vochai bohem, the pasuk says he will live in them, which means he will live through these mitzvahs in Olam Haba. It cannot mean in this world, because every person will eventually die, but rather vochai bohem, he will live through these mitzvahs in Olam Haba, in the world to come. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem, who is believed to reward the ones who go in my way. Zot Rashi pasuk beis. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God. Ani hu she'amarti b'Sinai, I am the one who said at Har Sinai, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God. V'kibaltem aleichem malchusi, and you accepted upon yourself that I am your king. Me'ata kablu gzeroisai, now accept my decrees of arayos, even though they might be hard on you. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Gol v'yadur lefonam, it is revealed and known before Hashem, she'soifon lenatik barayos, that at the end, Klal Yisrael will attach themselves to the Isser of Arayas of sexual immorality. Bimei Ezra, in the days of Ezra. Lefikach ba'alem b'gzeiro, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to them with the decree of Ani Hashem Elokeichem. De'u mi goizer aleichem, know who is making this decree upon you. Dayan li porea v'nema l'sham schar, the one who is the judge to punish, and the one who is believed to pay reward. The name Hashem, Yudke Vavke, means that he keeps his word and pays back reward. Elokeichem, which is the name Elokim, is the name that means dying in the Perea, the judge who will punish. Kemasi Eretz Mitzrayim, like the practices of the land of Mitzrayim. Magid Shemaseim Shel Mitzrayim Shel Kananim Mikul Kolim Mikol Umais. The pasuk is teaching us that the practices of the Mitzrayim and the Kananim are more immoral than the ones of any other nation. And the place where the Yidden lived in was even worse than the rest of them. And that's why the pasuk says, Asher Yeshaftim Bo, to teach you that Goshen was the worst. Asher Ani Mevi Eschem Shoma, the land that I am bringing you there, Magid Sheosin Amamin Shekavshu Yisrael, this teaches us that those lands and those nations that the Yidden captured in Eretz Yisrael, Mikul Kolam Yoisim Mikulam, are even worse than all of them. Again, we said this is a stira, and the answer is it depends which Avera we are talking about. If we are talking about the Avera of Znus, Goshen and Mitzrayim are the worst. If we are talking about the Avera of Avodah Zarah, Canaan was the worst. And do not follow their customs. What didn't the Pasuk say earlier when it mentioned Kemasi Eretz Mitzrayim uKemasi Eretz Canaan? Ella, only Elu Nimusay Shalohem. These are their customs. Devarim HaChakukim Lohem. Things that are etched in them as if they are laws. Kigoin Tartiois, going to their theaters, Vitstadiois, and going to their stadiums. Rameir says, Elu Darki HaEmori. This is referring to the Darki HaEmori Shemanu Chachamim, which the Chachamim enumerated. Different types of superstitions which the Canaanim followed. Es mishpatai tishmeru, elu dvarim ha'amurim b'tara, these are things that are said in the Torah, b'mishpat, with judgment, she'ilu l'nemru, even if they were not said, hayu kedai l'omran, it was fit and worthy to be said. It makes sense. Don't kill. Don't steal. Veschukoisai tishmeru, and my chukim you shall watch and learn. Dvarim shem gezeris hamelech. This is referring to things that are a decree from the king. She yetzahara meshev aleihem. The yetzahara asked on them. Laman lanu l'shomron. Why should we watch them? V'umay sa'olam oivdei elilim. And the goyim meshivin aleihem ask on them. Kigon achilas chazir. Why can't we eat chazir pig? Ulevisha shatnis. And why can't we wear shatnis? V'taharas mechatos. And the purification process of the mechatos of the paraduma. Because that is also something that we cannot understand. The people that are involved with making the Parah Aduma, making the ashes and mixing it together with the water, they become Tameh. But the people that get sprinkled with these ashes become Tar. That seems to be a contradiction. It's something that we do not understand and can't comprehend. L'kach ne'emar, therefore the Pasuk ends off, Ani Hashem, that I am Hashem, Gozarti Aleichem, I made this decree upon you, even though you do not understand them, I atem rishoi li'ipoter, you are not allowed to exempt yourself from these mitzvahs. L'leches behem, Al tipotem mitoichem, do not exempt yourself from the wisdom of Klal Yisrael. Shalei toimar, you shall not say, Lomarti chochmas Yisrael, I learned the wisdom of the Yidden, Eilech ve'elmad chochmas umois, I will go now and learn the wisdom of the nations. Therefore the Pasuk says, Lo leches bahem, you must constantly go in the ways and the wisdom of the Torah. Ushimartem es chukoisai, and you shall watch my chukim. What is this pasuk coming to include? L'rabbis to include shar dikduke ha-parsha, other dikdukim in the parsha, shalai porin ha-kosov bahem, which the Torah does not say explicitly. Other mitzvahs that are not said explicitly in the Torah, but rather through drashas chazal, like Havachomer, Gezeres Shava, and Hekesh, those mitzvahs you must also have to keep. Davar acher, litn shmira v'asiya l'chukim, u shmira v'asiya l'mishpatim. In order to say the words shmira and asiya by chukim, and shmira and asiya concerning mishpatim. L'fisha l'nosan el asiya l'mishpatim u shmira l'chukim. Because in Pasuk Dalet, it only says asiya amishpatim and shmira and chukim. V'chai b'hem, you will live with them, l'olam haba, in the next world. Shem tarma b'olam hazeh, because if you'll say it means olam hazeh, that cannot be. V'aloi soifei humeis, at the end, every person will die. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem, Nemo l'shalom schar, who is believed to pay reward to the ones who go in his way. Shishi. The pasuk continues with the parasha of Arayas. Ish ish el kol sher b'sori. Any man to a close relative, lo sikrevu, they shall not come close, legalis erva, to uncover nakedness. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem, who is believed to give reward to the ones who stay away from Arayas. The pasuk seems to start off by saying ish ish, any man, and then switches over to the plural lo sikrevu, they shall not come close. Rashi tells us the pasuk is coming to say that not only are men included in the parasha of Arayas, and they are prohibited to marry certain women, so too is the iser upon the women, and therefore the pasuk says lo sikrevu in the plural to include women in this prohibition. The Mefarshim ask, why do we need a special pasuk for this? Don't we know in Kol HaTorah Kula that women are included in every loisase, in every negative commandment of the Torah? Just like a man is not allowed to eat a nevela, so too can't a woman. Just like a man may not do malacha on Shabbos, so too a woman cannot do malacha on Shabbos. So why do I need a special pasuk to tell us that women are included in the negative commandment of the Arayas? The Mefarshim explain that the Isur Arayas is different than other Isurim, because by other Isurim, the woman is doing an action. She ate Nevela. She did Malacha on Shabbos. So over there, she is considered like the Ish and is Chayef, and has the Isser. But I might think that Arias, where the Ish does the Maisa Isser, and the woman is the passive one. The Chazal tell us that she is like Karka Oilam, like a piece of land. So maybe she will not be included in the Isser of the Arias. That's why the Pasuk must say, Leisikrevu, in the plural, to include women in the Isser. And the Pasuk continues, Ervas Ovicha, the nakedness of your father, the Ervas Imcha, and the nakedness of your mother. Loi segala, you shall not uncover their nakedness. Imcha, he, she is your mother. Loi segala ervosa, you shall not uncover her erva. Rashi tells us, ervas avicha, the erva of your father, is referring to that one may not marry his father's wife, even though this woman is not his mother. For example, if his father took a second wife, this woman is usher to the father's son, even though this is not his mother. The ervas imcha, the erva of your mother, is telling you that you may not have relations with your mother even though it is not your father's wife. For example, if a person was mezana with an isha and had a son, this son is asur to his mother, although this mother is not his father's wife because his father and mother were not married when they had relations with each other. Ervas eishes avicha leisegale, the erva of your father's wife you shall not uncover. Ervas avicha he, she is the erva of your father. Why does the pasuk repeat again the erva of your father's wife? Rashi says to teach you that even after mitzas avicha, even after your father dies, still you may not marry his wife. Then the pasuk continues with the erva of your sister, ervas achoischa, the erva of your sister bas avicha or bas imecha, whether she is the daughter of your father or the daughter of your mother, whether you share the same father or the same mother, she is your sister and she is usher to you. Rashi says that this pasuk is coming to include the iser of achoisai if the father was ma'anes in isha. He raped a woman and had a daughter. Still, this daughter is also to the father's son because she is his sister. They share the same father. Meledes bias, whether this sister was born from a relationship bias where we say that the father and mother are allowed to stay together, it was a relationship that was allowed. Oy meledes chutz, or whether she was born from a relationship chutz, where we tell the father and mother that they must separate from each other, they are usher to each other. For example, if the father, let's say, marries a mamzeres or nesina, which are women that he is not allowed to marry, still, if he has a daughter from such a relationship, this daughter will be usher to the father's son because they are brother and sister, they share the same father. Le'segala ervoson, you shall not reveal and uncover their erva. Then the pasuk continues with the erva of your granddaughter. Ervas bas bincha, the erva of your son's daughter. Oy bas bincha, or your daughter's daughter. Loisegale ervoson, you shall not uncover their nakedness. Ki ervoscha heno, because they are your own shame. The pasuk over here is not speaking about a case where a man marries a woman and has a daughter, and the daughter has a daughter, that this man is usher to his daughter and granddaughter. Because that is included in Pasuk Yud Zayin. Pasuk Yud Zayin discusses where a man marries a woman, and this woman had a daughter from a previous marriage, and this daughter had a daughter. This man who marries this woman is usher to his wife's daughter and granddaughter. Included in this pasuk is also a case where a man and woman get married, and together they have a daughter, and the daughter has a daughter, that this man is usher to his daughter and his granddaughter. Because by the fact that it's his daughter and his granddaughter does not take away the fact that it's also his wife's daughter and his wife's granddaughter. And we just mentioned from Pasuk Yud Zayin that if one marries a woman and she has a daughter from a previous marriage, that he is usher to this daughter. So now this daughter is his daughter and his wife's daughter. So it's included in the iser of marrying your wife's daughter. So if we do not need the pasuk for this case, what is Pasuk Yud teaching us? Zakrashi, the case of Bitoy Me'anu Sasai. If a person was Ma'anes and Isha, he raped a woman and had a daughter, and the daughter had a daughter, both the daughter and the granddaughter are usher to this person. You might think that maybe she would not be usher because she was born through an usher-dikah relationship. Therefore the Torah says, no, Bitoy Me'anu Sasai, the daughter that came about through a man that was Ma'anes and Isha, the daughter and the granddaughter are usher to this man. And the pasuk continues by telling us the erva of one sister again. Ervas bas eshes avicha. The erva of your father's wife's daughter. Moiledes avicha. Who was born to your father. Achoischahi. She is your sister. Leisegala ervasa. You shall not uncover her nakedness. What is this pasuk coming to add that wasn't stated earlier? Rashi says, the pasuk is telling us that by saying bas eshes avicha, the daughter of your father's wife, it must be a marriage that is toifes, a marriage that can take place. The only time a sister is usur is only if the father marries a woman and has a daughter. But if the father has relations with a woman, that kedushin cannot be toifes, kedushin cannot take place. For example, a goy or a shifcha knanis. Both of them, if a person is Mekadesh a Shivcha or a Goy, the Kedushin does not take place. So such a daughter is not usur to the father's son. Because the Torah says it has to be the daughter of Eshes Avicha, the daughter of your father's wife. Someone who Kedushin can be Chal on, but the daughter of a Goy or the daughter of a Shivcha is not usur to the father's son, Midin Achoisoi. And that is the difference between the case that we mentioned earlier, where the father marries a mamzeres or nesina and has a daughter. Over there we say this daughter is also to the father's son with the din of achoisai, that she is his sister. Because over there, kedushin is taifes on a mamzeres and nesina. When the father marries the mamzeres and the nesina, the kedushin takes place. He must divorce her afterwards, but there is a kedushin. That's why his daughter is usur to his son. But in this case, where he marries a goy or a shifcha, where the kedushin is not taifes, if they have a daughter, this daughter will not be usur to his son, midin achoisai. And the pasuk continues with the erva of a person's aunt. Ervas achoisai vichol esegali. The erva of your father's sister you shall not uncover. She'er avichahi. She is the relative of your father. Ervas achois imchol esegali. The erva of your mother's sister you shall not uncover. Kisher imchahi, because she is the relative of your mother. Ervas achi avicha lesegali, the erva of your father's brother you shall not uncover. What does it mean, the erva of your father's brother? The pasuk continues, el ishtoi lesikrav, to his wife you shall not approach. Doidaschahi, as Ibn Ezra explains, she is also considered your aunt. Not only is your father's sister and mother's sister considered your aunt, but also your father's brother's wife is also your aunt, and is usur because of the erva of your aunt. Then the pasuk continues with the erva of your daughter-in-law. Ervas kal loscho loisigali. You shall not uncover the erva of your daughter-in-law. Eshes binchahi. She is the wife of your son. Loisigala ervasa. You shall not uncover her erva. Rashi says the words Eshes binchahi, she is your son's wife, comes to teach us that this woman is only usur to you if she is your son's wife. But if your son is ma'anes an isha, he rapes a woman, this isha is not usur to you with the isur of kalascha. And the pasuk continues with the erva of your brother's wife. Ervas eshes achicha, the erva of your brother's wife loisegale, you shall not uncover. Ervas achichahi, she is the erva of your brother. Ervas isha ubita loisegale, the erva of a woman and her daughter you shall not uncover. Which means once you make a kedushin on a woman, you are usur to have relations with her daughter. Es bas binov, es bas bita loisikach, her son's daughter and her daughter's daughter you shall not take. Again, once you made a kedushin on the mother, you are usur to the daughter and the granddaughter. Sharahena, because they are related to each other. The mother and the daughter and the granddaughter are all related. Zimahi, this is an advice, an eitzah from the Yetzirah to cause you to sin. The Mefarshim explained that the Yetzirah causes him to think in a certain manner. He wanted to marry the daughter. So what did he do? How does he get to this daughter? He marries the mother. This way the daughter is around him, around the house. This way he gets to know the daughter, and he marries the daughter also. Zimahi, this is the Eitzah of the Yetzirah to cause you to sin. And the pasuk continues with the erva of marrying two sisters. The isha al achoisa leisikach. An isha, a woman and her sister, you shall not marry together. Litzrar, to be rivals against each other. Legalis ervasa, to uncover her nakedness. Oleha, upon her, bichayeho, when she is alive. If a person marries a woman and divorces her, he may not marry her sister. But if he marries a woman and the woman dies, then the sister is mutter. Then the pasuk continues with the erva of nida. Vel isha benidas tumasa. And a woman, while she is a nida, while she is betuma of the nida, leisikrav legalis ervasa, you shall not approach her to uncover her nakedness. A person is also to have relations with an isha who is a nida. Vel eshes amischa, and to your friend's wife, leisiten shechavtecha lezora, you shall not be mezana with her, letamava, to make you impure through her. If an isha is an eshes ish, she is married to somebody else, she is usher to you. And the pasuk continues, umizaracha, and from your children, leisiten, you shall not give them over to the priests, lahavir lamelech, to make them walk through the bonfires for the Avodah Zarah Moloch. The way they used to worship the Avodah Zarah Moloch was the priest used to take children and walk them between two bonfires. So you are not allowed to give your son or daughter over to the priest to walk them through and pass them through the bonfires for the Avodah Zarah of Moloch. And you shall not profane and make chulin the name of your God. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. The Mefarshim all discuss why this pasuk, the Isser of Moloch, is stated in the middle of the parasha of Arayis. Rabbeinu Bachai explains that just like the previous pasuk, where a person was mezana with his friend's wife, he arouses the jealousy of the baal of the husband, so too, when a person worships Moloch and does Avodah Zarah, he arouses, so to speak, the jealousy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let us continue until the end of the parasha, and then we will go back on the Rashi.